Today is August 14th, 2013. Our topic is the 13th step. Getting out of our own way is necessary before we can do or have what we want. Yet it seems most of the time we unwittingly get exactly the opposite, or we get what we fear the most. This is a cycle that continues if we don't recognize it. Master teacher healer Ron Amatron discusses what is behind the behaviors we call self-sabotage and addiction, how they go together, and effective solutions to clear out the energetic root cause. Are you tired of trying to overcome self-sabotage and addictions yourself because it hasn't worked? Then Ron and the Creation Light Ship offer the 13th step to a self-empowerment solution. Before we get to our topic, the 13th step, let's welcome our host, Ron Amatron, and ask him to activate the light being that's found on his host page. Welcome, Ron. Over to you.
Hi, everybody. So another Contact Talk radio program, and we'll activate the light being. Then we'll be talking about the 13th step to get yourself free from the addictions of maybe even the 12-step programs and the situations that you're dealing with, not knowing what to do. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you have the same results. That's what everybody tells you, which is true. And that is entities normally that come into your body, allowing you to do things that you don't want to do, or to keep living a pattern and mass consciousness. So here we go. Let's bring up the light beam. We'll energize. The light beam only can bring in peace energy to you. That's what source energy is. It's peace. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we can find out what entities are being harbored inside of your body, how you're attracting them, and how they're causing you to become self-sabotaged and your addictions. Because if you don't get rid of the entities, then you can probably never get yourself healed. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I heard you talk about the 13th step on your other radio program, that something was missing, as we all know what the 12 steps are, but you can explain what you mean by the 13th step.
The 13th step is freeing yourself from all the other addictive patterns and behaviors that you don't find in programs and healing techniques that are out there. Everybody's trying to cover things up, or you're just confirming that, you know, like maybe you are a drug addict forever and you're an alcoholic forever, and this is who I am. And naturally, you bring all that energy to you, and all the energies in those groups and the entities that body hop from people to people in those groups, and this also includes your regular job that you live in or that you go to, and life itself. The people around you are all going to have a very similar energy field around you and around them that are connecting everybody together. Entities body hop from one person to another. So when you start looking outside of yourself for help, then automatically you're on the wrong path. And you need to start working with your spirit, and you need to clean out the energies that are, like we talked about, entities that are causing your problems. And they body hop through family genetic lines. So if your parents had an addiction, you probably have it, or your grandparents. And we also have on the website, if you want to go deeper into your pet addiction, then you can do the 7 generational clearings. But the whole thing is, where are you? And what have you done to get yourself released from the addictions, besides of, you know, relying on something that is just mind consciousness allowing you to keep doing the same program over and over and over again, just much like, you know, listening to a song with the same lyrics, as you keep repeating yourself in your physical modality of living here, and you keep yourself running amok. And you start sacrificing your spirit, because your spirit is going along for the ride. whatever you do in this lifetime, your spirit, since it's a non-judgment, will go through it also. And if you're taking, say, drugs, alcohol, each time you do that, your spirit is being harmed because it's being kicked out of your body, and it can be stolen by the unwanted universal travelers out there, which we call aliens. And then entities come into you, which are ghosts from people that are body hopping. And that's kind of what we deal with here is everything that you do, unless you're in the moment, is going to bring you into the mass consciousness, universal mind, collective consciousness, the God energy, which is controlling this whole planet here of aliens. You know, there's probably billions of gods out there. Each church has their own alien energy in it. And you have to realize that these energies get transferred to you, and the transfers get brought to you by different addictions from other people. So, you know, it's kind of like sheeple. If you watch sheep or cattle or anything, there's always a lead one, and they start moving it around, and everything follows it. Well, that's more like what we have here with people, and these entities body hop from one person to the next, shake somebody's hand, and you're going to have another entity or hundreds of them come into you. And if you're in a group of people, you're all under the mass mind illusion of addictions or whatever the group is thinking about, and those things get body hop between you and them, and you're now into a situation where you're having a difficult time releasing yourself because the group mind energy, which could maybe be 10 people or 100 people or even more, get transferred to you. And so how do you get yourself out of that? Well, we have the self-empowerment session on the website. Maybe you could talk about that, Kathy, to help people out. It's a wonderful clearing. There's 38 energies there which you can release from yourself to bring you more into the present moment, to release yourself from the misery and the dramas and traumas of life here. So back to you, Kathy.
So you're saying that when we start looking outside ourselves, when we start, let's say, praying, meditating, or going to support groups, for example, we're actually transferring addictions or inviting or opening doors for entities to get in us. Is that what you're saying?
You are contaminating yourself. Yeah, you are contaminating yourself with that energy system, the energy field. Remember, everything happens in the invisible first. And so all those thoughts of those people are being transferred onto you, and then those thoughts become real energies, which you're actually looking at and feeling, and then people start professing about their problems and talking about them, and you may relate to them, and that triggers your DNA, so you're going to even further down the rat hole. So you're looking outside of yourself for answers, and you're looking for somebody else's answer to fix you, and everybody is different. You may be kind of common in your own addiction, where everybody is there with maybe a smoking addiction or alcohol or whatever, but the bottom line is, what made you do that? Well, that's in your genetics. And what entities came into your body to give you that addiction? And did you clear yourself out of entities before you went to that particular program session? Probably not. And so all these people there have entities, and they get transferred back and forth. So entities are ghosts. These are emotional bodies of people that have lived here on this planet, and they're no longer living, and they need a host. And so you collect hosts only because you kick your spirit out of your body by whatever you're doing that is going to be in judgment. So when you start to judge, then automatically your spirit cannot handle that darkness energy. The judgment is separation from the light because you're judging the light. And when you do that, then your spirit can come out of your body, especially when you have alcohol or you become mind-altered so it cannot talk to you. Your spirit leaves, entities come in. And that's where people say, oh, I did this here, and I'm sorry I did it, or the devil made me do it, which is true. That's the entities. And the aliens, they don't talk about aliens, but you could say, oh, the aliens made me do it. That's probably the most truthful thing we can talk to you on the show about. And all of a sudden, you find yourself going down the rat hole, and that's it. So the entities do not have a higher power. You don't have a higher power outside of yourself. And sometimes the entities are your higher power. You think that you're being told to do something, and that's an entity. Your spirit will never come to you consciously. It cannot talk to you. You have to connect to it in your heart center. So if you think that you're being connected with, you say, oh, I got my spiritual guys talking to me now in my left ear, and they used to be in my right ear, and now they're in my left because they're a higher energy form. No, that's all entities. And that's driven, typically, those are emotional bodies. And the main process is that the aliens are allowing them to be here, and that's the common denominator. But the main thing is entities will communicate to you, just like they do when people channel different things, go out of their body, we'll say, get into some kind of stream of consciousness and start talking. It could be good information, it could be bad information, but they're not in control of who they are. And people somehow think that these people are more godlike or more sacred or whatever because this entity's talking to you. What's the entity doing to you when you're listening? How are they entangling you up into their own web of their own particular mind control patterns as you're listening to what they're saying? Remember, we always talk about keywords. So what keywords are these channelers using to hook you into the darkness? So this is kind of the way it works. The entities can sound like you inside of your head. They can make you feel good, make you feel warm and fuzzy when something happens. Source energy doesn't work that way. Source energy never gives you a physical reaction to anything because it's a non-judgment. It doesn't work with your emotions or your feelings. It just gives you peace. So if you do feel like, wow, this was great. I went to this channeler or this entity came into me and I feel wonderful. And this, that, and the other, well, that's not source energy. It means that you went outside of yourself to get another illusion, another consciousness that is going to be interacting with you, and then you're further down the rat hole. So the more you look outside of yourself, the worse you are. So that's the main thing. So all entities are there, and they're no good to be working with anybody, and they need a host. And they'll bring in all their addictions into you. And that could be anything. You could be obsessive with something, or you could have an addiction. You could have a self-sabotage program running. Remember, what we have here is programs. You are basically programmed by the darkness. And the darkness would be the alien agenda. So as you look at other things around you, you have to realize that, yeah, you want to get rid of the entities, and you want to get control of your life, and you want to get yourself into that 13th step in order to have your own self-empowerment where you're relying upon yourself moving into the reality of your spirit energy, which is non-judgment. So, back to you, Kathy.
So, the entities are ghosts. They want our body so they can live through us. You're saying they're up to no good. And they only want to use us for the energetic charge they can get. And we unknowingly invite them in either through shaking hands or being around other people who have entities. They also body hop into us, and they get to be in multiples within us. And they cause all sorts of reckless behavior and problems. When I think that someone I don't know or like or would not like is in my body as a ghost controlling me, I really want to get that entity out and away from me. So you're saying that the 13th step is to clear these entities energetically, and you have solutions on the website, creationlightship.com. Could you talk about the entity clearing for a minute, Ron?
Yeah, the entity clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. And it will help you to release the entities that have come into your body, which is disempowering you. Remember, you're empowering the entities when they're in you. They're running their life through your body because your body's a host. So when you do the clearing, right away you start feeling better. You have more of your energy with you. Your spirit can come more into your body. Otherwise, it's probably could be walking outside of yourself, not knowing how to come in because the entities are taking up the space where your spirit's supposed to be. The Bible talks about that as demons and, casting out demons and stuff. Well, but that's entities. Sometimes you may want to look at it a little differently with the aliens being in you, but they're there too. But main thing that you're dealing with here is entities, and they have addictions because they lived in a physical body just like you're living right now. And when they leave a body that's died, they have all the memories of that whole lifetime that can get transferred into somebody else. So it's just like a program. Just think of an entity as a USB stick, you know, with all the information on it. You put it into your computer, which we'll say is your mind and your body as one, and you transfer that data into it, and all of a sudden now you're running that situation. So you can look at people who have, like, road rage. They have that a lot. Things come into them. You can have people who do things that are self-sabotaging. Maybe they, you know, eat too much addictive food or something, or they want to do something all the time, or they gamble or whatever. That's entities. Just think of how many entities are going to be like in a casino where people are gambling. They're going to be all gambling entities. And they're in there to have fun, maybe pulling that slot machine handle or whatever. You walk in there and they just plumb onto you. They want to have that experience and fun with your body doing that. But when you leave there, you may be, maybe you won, but typically you normally lost. And you may have lost only because they were in your body. Maybe you hit a lucky streak and maybe you won, say, a couple $100 or something. And they go, oh, man, we got to keep playing, you know. And normally you yourself would say, I want to leave now. I got my $200. I want to get out of here. But they come into you and they go, oh, you know, we got to do some more this year. And all of a sudden you lose what you won. So this is kind of the way entities work. But they have their own pattern of addictions. And they can bring anything to you that they've experienced in their lifetime. Even entities that could be, you know, a couple hundred years old can come into you, or even thousands of years old. Remember, they find a host, and they look at what you're doing now in this lifetime. Remember, every, say, 50 years, things change quite often in society. So, you know, that they may be an older entity, and they only know about older things, but they kind of relate to that. Now, if you look at somebody who collects a lot of really, really old antiques, guess what's probably in their body? They probably have some people that lived maybe, say, in the 1900s, 1920s, and they're actually running their body looking for antiques because they lived in that lifetime. They want to have all the stuff around them like that. So I'm not saying that all antique dealers are like that, but where do they get that information? Where do they get maybe the talent or the extra insight to go look for things or just the desire to do it? It's probably because they have all these old entities in them that have died. Maybe they body hopped a few other 100 bodies, and now they're in you, and they want to have a second-hand store selling antiques. Just think of somebody who, you know, is addicted to alcohol. You know, how many bodies have that entity or entities been in? So the addiction, actually, that you have draws more entities to you. Like I said, you go to one of these self-help programs, everybody in there probably has hundreds or not thousands of entities in each body. You come in there, and maybe you're much cleaner than they are, and then all of a sudden you start relating to all their issues because the entities come into you because they found a new host. Very interesting. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this because a lot of those therapy programs and support programs just don't mention entities as a source. It's just not enough. And so it's good to learn this because it's entities at the root of all these problems. And the 13th solution will help get them out. The 13th step is doing the clearings, the online clearings on creationlightship.com. Ron mentioned the entity whole life clearing, which many people who've listened to Ron's radio programs over the years have called in and given a vast amount of testimonies because they used the clearing to kick out the entities and their addictions went with it using those interactive online clearings. So just to understand these entities and what they are, you said they're invisible. So now I'm going to think of them like an out-of-control child inside us having a tantrum, and they won't leave us alone until it gets its way. This is very disruptive because the voice gets louder. Getting you up in the middle of the night, for example, to have a snack you shouldn't eat and you aren't even hungry. The light beings can remove the entities, and then peace is what you feel after the longing stop. They get rid of that voice that says, you gotta have it, gotta get it, you deserve it, I want it, whatever it is. And so if you get on the whole life entity clearing and get into the solution, you can ask the light beings in the entity special incident option box to remove entities who make you want to eat certain addictive things like sugar, for example, or tobacco, or to drink alcohol, things that you know won't be the right choice for you. You do those one at a time and run them for 300 minutes a day or overnight until you feel the addiction pattern is resolved. You feel peace in regards to that particular item that you were addicted to or wanted too much or were obsessed with. So this 13th step calls for much self-awareness, and the results are rewarding. In my case, Ron, I come from a long line of family members who were workaholics. And you mentioned another clearing before. How can I clear this particular kind of compulsion from my inherited DNA?
What I would probably do is go into the self-empowerment clearing. And I think it's $50 and it'll last for 6 weeks, and we have 38 issues. And you can get into that and actually help yourself release patterns. Remember, everybody runs mind-controlling patterns, or you have a mind-control program that keeps you in a kind of a loop. And we have a mind loop clearing, too, that you keep recycling your thoughts over and over and over again. So that's one way. Entities could be another. But remember, when whatever you're doing in your life, you're also having your spirit do the same thing. And is that going to be good for your spirit? Remember, your spirit is only here to work through your body to experience life. It's not here to do anything other than that. And it's not here to be run by some alien energy or God energy. You're not. Some churches talk about the mind of God, and the mind of God is controlling you. Well, but they tend to think that that God energy is a very nice energy, and there's no such thing as that because the aliens are in control of all of this stuff. So you can't ever go outside of yourself to find source energy. It's with you. So whenever you go outside of yourself looking for it, then you're going to find what you're looking for, which will be the alien agenda, and then you're even worse off than where you were before you even started because now you're bringing in more mind-controlling programs into you. So the whole process is how do you get out of this situation? You want to get rid of the energies that are connecting to you. There's some movies out that we, you know, probably have seen with entities taking over bodies. I know The Incredible Hulk was one of those, I believe. Do you have any other ones you can think of, Kathy?
Oh, yes. The Exorcist from the 70s. The Omen from the 80s. Then there was the whole Chucky doll series.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby, yes. That was a good example of an entity baby. It was all planned, and there was a design for that baby. That came out in 1968. Then also there was a cartoon that I think really shows from the get-go what kind of damage entities can do. It was called Casper the Friendly Ghost, and it depicted the destructive nature of entities. Well, Casper the Friendly Ghost and his two mischievous and angry ghost companions were reckless, and they ate a lot, they drank a lot, they tore the places up, and they made a lot of messes for Casper to clean up. This is an example of the entities, what they do, and when they're within us. So that's kind of a good picture, imagining that it's in you. And yet, once you know, now there's a solution
So, Ron, maybe at this time you could give us a healing of some sort for helping us get some of these entities out of us. Can you give us a sample?
Yeah, let's do one that most people have. Just switching it slightly here. Instead of having an addiction, let's just do a pain clearing that entities are in your body because they have a problem. Remember, if an entity has a something wrong with it, we'll say you have a maybe your ankle hurts or shoulder hurts or something because you bumped it a week ago and it's still there. And entities get attracted to that. So you're dealing with entities mainly that have that same condition that you have. So we'll do a pain clearing to release entities. And I should reverse that. We'll do a clearing to release your pain that the entities are giving you. And then we'll do one for food. And here we go. So think of some kind of pain you have in your body and release some entities. And you may feel your body get warmer. You might feel chills. Your body might jerk. You might have, like, kind of quivers. That's because they're in your body and we're taking them out. You know, this is what you might want to call an exorcism. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, check out your pain right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one for maybe people who are eating something that they shouldn't be eating. Maybe you're addicted to eating a lot of chocolate or drinking lots of coffee. You know, it's kind of whatever your favorite addiction of food is here that you need to have. So just think of it right now. And we'll take all those entities that want to eat that or drink that through you. You may not want it at all, but they want it. And they came on board, and they're running your life. So here we go. Releasing these entities, but you have to think of that addiction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what you want to do now is do a shrink wrap. And that you just want to take all of your energy and bring it right to your body. That way you're not out there with your energy field collecting energy from other people. Remember, if you're walking by somebody, you're automatically going to be taking on their energy field, which will have entities in it, and they can hop into you. So you want to do a shrink wrap, a command on your body to bring the energy that you're emitting around itself right to your skin. What we'll do is a clearing for entities that are in the room with you. They may be listening to this program, and they may be outside of your body, so we're going to freeze them now. And here we go. Just see if your room changes. One, so we're holding the energy in place. Remember, they live in time, so just stop time so they can't move. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, they're gone. So remember, they're on timelines too. So we talk about timeline crashing. To get rid of your multiple lives that you're living. Remember, you're in the land of darkness. You're a multidimensional being because the darkness gave you more than one lifetime, and that's what they talk about. So every New Age person will tell you that you are typically a multidimensional being, and they are 100% correct because you are living multiple lives on many, many, many timelines that are real, and because of that, you have a lot of problems. In true life, there's only one life in the present moment. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for clearing those entities out of our room, the pain, and for our favorite maybe junk food that we think we want. That felt very effective. And I've heard some people on your other radio program say that after they experienced your sample healing on the radio for releasing of junk food addiction. For example, this person was mentioning chocolate. They realized that they could actually be clear of this lifelong habit of eating chocolate and realized that it's time to get rid of this. These entities want me to eat chocolate. It's them doing this. They don't care if I get a big pimple on my face or gain a lot of weight. They're just using me. I'm tired of being a host. And they got on that entity, Whole Life Clearing, and put in there, please clear out these entities who want me to eat chocolate. And within a few months, this person seemed to have released their desire to have chocolate and still has holiday chocolate candy in their refrigerator, not touched. So that's pretty remarkable and phenomenal. And just for the price of the one healing, very effective. Just the 13th step, getting the energetic root cause of the addiction. So thank you for that, Ron, those healings. And also want to mention that entities can cause death. Think of people who were driving, speeding recklessly, and how many accidents they cause. Those are entities in there causing that person to be unsafe. Lots of accidents are due to entities being in control. So then we feel guilt, remorse, and we say to ourselves, wow, things like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. People ask us, why did you do that? A lot of that sort of stuff is due to the results of letting entities have their way. And then that leads to more self-sabotage behavior. So, Ron, I wondered if we could talk about the self-sabotage behaviors and your clearing that you have that really helps with that. It's called the self-empowerment clearing. You already mentioned it. Could I go into that a little bit right now, Ron?
Yeah, and what I'll add here is some people may be listening is wondering, well, do I have entities in me? You know, I heard about this, you're talking about it, but when I ask myself, do I have entities, it comes in, no, you don't have any entities. Well, that's the entity talking to you. And you can also look in the mirror. Are your eyes glossed over? If they are, hello, you're not home. If your eyes are bright and shiny, or maybe all your friends are that way and you're that same way, you don't know the difference. Well, start looking at people. And if you see somebody with really bright eyes, then, you know that you're not like them and that they probably have a lot more of their spirit shining through because they don't have all those addictions and problems. So if you are in a 12-step program, look at those people's eyes, okay? And look at people who are addictive. And look at people that when you have your daily life, if you want to look at, when I grew up, which I have never smoked pot, but in my time, and maybe, it's still out there now, but, you'd see people who were really bright and shiny. They got smoking pot a lot. And all of a sudden, their eyes are all glossed over, And if you look at some of the movies back, in the 70s, 60s and 70s, you're going to see the glossed over eyes in the movie stars. And they've been taking drugs and the actresses and actors. So, look at the people around you. And if they have glossed over eyes, they're not home. Who are you talking to? The person may have been Joe when they were, 12 years of age. And now that they're 25, they're not the same Joe that you used to know. They're full of entities. You can't count on them. So look at people's eyes. If they're not bright and shiny and you want them to do something for you, more than likely they're not going to be able to help you out too much because they're running entities in their body. Very simple. Just look at their eyes. If your eyes are glossed over and, you see everybody else around you with glossed over eyes, well, then you're just exchanging entities. You want to empower yourself to get rid of these things, to get your eyes bright again, which you can do. And the only reason why your eyes are dull is because you forced and kicked out your spirit out of your body. You betrayed your spirit, okay? And your spirit is in the beyond or someplace. You can normally bring it back if it's still on this earth plane, unless the aliens took it to the unseen worlds and parallel lives. But hopefully you can get back more of yourself and get the bright eyes again. So if you see anybody, even if you're an older person and your child is getting glossed over eyes, then right away you know that they're probably on drugs. I mean, that's like a no-brainer. I don't know if the police departments talk about that or not, about looking at people. But, you know, I'm sure that if they saw somebody glossed over eyes, you know, if you look at an alcoholic, their eyes are all glossed over. Just walk into a bar and look at the people. They're going to have glossed over eyes next morning when the entities leave them and their spirit comes back in. Then their eyes will be normal again. This is like, you know, like I said, a no-brainer. So if your eyes are glossed over all the time, then where's your spirit? It just means you kicked your spirit out of your body. You need to bring it back. And the clearance that we have is to help your spirit to come more into your body. And the bottom line is, this is for ascension, to get yourself so you can get out of here. Otherwise, you're stuck here. So I guess, you know, back to you, Kathy. And who's running you? You know, what's running you is the entities. How do you have a life that you were brought here to do when you have something else in control of yourself? You know, you're like the puppet on the strings. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who's running you? I remember when I was in college, Ron, there was a lot of people whose behaviors changed to get a little bit more on the wild side, and they'd go out drinking and stuff, and then the next day they seemed to have no recall or very little memory of what they'd done. However, they were stuck with the consequences, and those were not at all desirable. So it's very good to just be aware that the entities are there and they can take control and cause major havoc in your life. So thank you for that.
And you do lose your consciousness. You see, they take over your consciousness. And, you know, I can go kind of on a limb here, you know, at least for the women. You know, how many women got drunk, had a one-night stand, and got pregnant? You know, be something to go, oh, my God, you know, I'm pregnant. I shouldn't have done that. Well, you were drunk. Entities came into you, wanted to have sex, and that's basically it. You know, it's kind of cold, hard facts, and you can't go back on it. You know, unless you have an abortion or something, but, you know, that's a whole other situation. But, you know, you have to look at it, you know, who's running your body? Well, it wasn't you, because you probably wouldn't have wanted to have an engagement anyway with this person. So that's what happened. Entities come in and rule you, and, you know, and everybody knows about that. So I just thought I'd bring it up here. It's a subject that, you know, normally is not talked about. And how many of you out there, going even further out on the limb here, how many of you out there are an entity child? You know, most people, you know, you talk to them, they go, well, yeah, you know, I'm pregnant now. I really didn't plan to have this child. Well, then that means that you didn't plan it. And all of a sudden you have a child and you can't say, well, you know, I hate my child, right? You know, especially, you know, after you have it, you know, you just can't say I hate it. You have to. You're forcing yourself to do something that maybe you didn't want to do or have. And I'm sure I'm touching on something here that, you know, would make most people want to throw up or get very angry with me. But the main thing is, you know, were you conceived in source energy? Did your parents really want to have you? Or are you an entity child and you're an accident? And I would say probably almost everybody on this planet is probably an accident. So very sad. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think most people would understand that's pretty well known, that very few of us were actually diligently planned for. Yeah, that's a good point. We just don't know what our body's doing when we're not there anymore. The entities are running recklessly through us and using us, and we're hosts, and it's good that we can get them out through these clearings, the healings, the entity whole life clearing. And you also have another 13th step, we'll call it solution, for self-sabotage, which goes hand in hand with addictions. And before we get to that, I want to read a little bit of a short description of the elements of self-sabotage that I found in doing some research for this program, Ron. It's the source is naturalnews.com. And just a few days ago, they had an article about self-sabotage because they noticed that it's a prevailing human trait. So they talked about self-sabotage and releasing the attachments to old programs that stem from childhood, which is just what you talk about. And they list three major factors. One is being controlled, the control factor, being over-controlled. Two is deprivation, feeling like you didn't get your share or you didn't get what you deserved. And three is rejection, feeling like your family didn't love you or want you. And these three feelings are programs running in us, either all of them or some of them. And they set us up all our lives for a lifetime of misery. And here's an example that they give of how self-sabotage is displayed in our behavior. Fitness centers, the gyms, make money on people who don't show up. Or they'd have to shut down because they couldn't accommodate everyone. So they oversell membership contracts because even if people don't show up, they still have to pay. And fitness centers bank on their members' self-sabotage. If no one sabotaged their own success, fitness centers would not be able to stay in business. There'd just be too many people. The vast majority who commit to a fitness program abandon it within weeks. Self-sabotage, the article says, seems pervasive in human nature, and corporations believe it. And they stake their financial viability on this because it's a predictable, universal phenomenon that industries like, for example, the junk food industry, the fast food industry, the alcohol and tobacco industry, know it's money in the bank for them. So people are actually just making regular donations to these industries. And they don't take advantage of the goodness or the services. We all know that diseases and shortened lifespan are caused by being overweight or eating junk food. But the article says, in a self-sabotaging frame of mind, people don't care. They just want all the negativity and self-punishment that they can get. They seem to cherish it. The article says, judging on their spending habits, people seem to want to hurt themselves or say they can't help their weakness. And they revel in the misery. So what happens is we are not proactive. We follow the prevailing mainstream consciousness, and we don't do things for our own benefit. So that's why it's so great to know about the Creation Lightship, because it's offering real solutions for our mental, physical, and emotional health and help us get away from reveling in the misery, which is what we have when we go to support groups. So any comment on that, Ron?
Good. Yes, very good. Yeah, and remember, you can't think your way out of it because the mind is already corrupted. And so you have to have clearings to get away to get yourself released and disconnected from the program. The program is always going to be running. You may be able to not think about it one day, but sure enough, it'll come back. Just ask anybody who has some type of addiction. They may not want something right now, today, but they will probably want it tomorrow. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, everything here is based on the alien agenda of mind control. And what a better way to control you is to get into a self-sabotaging mode and also, you know, to have addictions. And the aliens left the entities here. That's the whole process. They kept the entities here so that it can disempower you. So the whole process is what we'll do is a self-empowerment clearing for people. So I want you all to think of something that's disempowering you, and I'll try to take away maybe a few of the entities that are doing that. And it could even be a mind loop pattern that you're dealing with. And that's another clearing that we have on the website where you keep having the same repetitive thoughts. And that could also be self-sabotaging to you. So think of a situation right now that is disempowering you. And we'll see if we can release that. It could be anything. It doesn't make any difference. The light does not judge you. So it doesn't matter if you have a little one or a big one. It's still energy that's from darkness, and the light just sees it as darkness energy. Rejection is another one that people have, being rejected. So you may want to look at that. You might feel deprived. You might feel like you're the odd one out. You might have a control issue on something. We talked about food addiction, but just think of something like that you're dealing with. But you have to think of it, because I just can't do a clean slate clearing on you. The light doesn't work that way. It doesn't judge you. You have to judge yourself. So think of something right now, and I'll release that. So here we go. And you can just see if your body feels a little different afterwards. Or maybe your thoughts won't be there to connect the dots into that program that's installed inside of you. So just a sample clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So look at that situation, that particular energy, and just see if you tend to feel a little more distant from it. And back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and if you felt that there was something there, you felt a reaction, because you know you have an issue and something controlling you on the alien agenda, you can go to Ron's self-empowerment healing on creationlightship.com. And the way you can clear out the self-sabotage behaviors is you have a box here that gives you an option to clear out self-sabotage. Then it says, what is causing my situation? And you can put in different things, my negative thoughts, other people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind control, for example, websites, organizations. And then you could say the situation, too, is caused by feeling rejection or deprivation, that sort of thing. And then you can run the clearing for as many minutes as you feel you need and repeatedly. And then the light beings, that same light being that's on the monitor now giving us peace energy through the show, will clear away these self-sabotaging energetic elements. And then you're left with feeling peace. That's when you know you've done it. And it feels just wonderful. A lot of people testify to that. There's lots of testimonies on Ron's website as well, in writing, and you can hear them on the archives that are on his website. So typically, Ron, after we've done the self-empowerment healings, there's an option to provide a spirit-to-body integration, because as you said, our spirit leaves us. It doesn't like going along for this ride. It doesn't like pain and misery. So could you do a spirit-to-body integration for us now after all those healings you've done for us tonight?
Sure. Remember, you can't leave a void because then entities will come in also. So here we go, spirit integration. So your spirit is typically going to be outside of your body. If it's there, we can bring it back in. If it's in the beyond, though, then that's a little more complicated. We do have clearings for that. But this one here is just for one where your spirit is outside your body because you forced it out through your behaviors. So this is spirit to body integration. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there it's coming in, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a little better. Then we have our entity calls. If you're interested in getting rid of your situation, the stuff that keeps recycling in your life, the entity calls are $20, and it's on Fridays, 5:30 Pacific time. So if you're interested in moving forward, that's a great way to do that. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, the entity calls are the teleconferences that are held weekly. This one's on Fridays. You can register through Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and just click on weekly events up on the top of the Creation Lightship page, or upcoming events, and I'll take you right there. So that will help remove all of these entities in our bodies, which Ron has said we have multitudes of them. Ron, we have to end the show now, but perhaps you could help us get back to our peaceful center by doing the mind-to-heart drop. Over to
okay,
you.
So here we go. You have to command your spirit to take your thoughts. Remember, these are the thoughts are your mind control programs that's running. And that just dropped into your heart center. And at that point, they have no attachment to you because you're in peace. So they like neutralize them. So here we go. Command on your spirit. You drop your thoughts into your heart. Dropping down, I count from 10 to 1, so you can actually feel the energy moving. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. So now you're in peace. You're in the present moment. And or be replaced if you're doing meditations all the time to try to get here. Just do this. 15, 20 seconds here in your heart, and you can live your life that way. And just keep doing it. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that really felt good. Thank you for that peace energy, Ron. And yes, it's a good reminder to do the mind-heart drop as often as you can daily. And also, as Ron said earlier, command your body to shrink wrap, to keep your auric field close to your body and help keep out those entities. There's lots of them. They're all over the place. And they're just waiting for a host like us to come by. We don't want to be a host. As we close, I'd like to thank our host, Ron Ametron, for the divine healings and the advice that helps us all, relevant details to the online healings are posted on Ron's host page in the website. If you're listening live, please check the chat room where the moderator is posting for your convenience. And the subject tonight was addictions and self-sabotage. The healings mentioned were the entity whole life, the mind loop clearing, the self-empowerment clearing, and the teleconference entity removal clearing phone call.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.